for the power of this gospel to inspire and move us deeper into the mystery of Christ, these Beatitudes must be understood as an exclamation of what is, not some pious hope for what shall be. They are not glowing prophecies of some future bliss or some future world that is postponed. The Beatitudes are a proclamation of what it is to know Jesus as Lord. They proclaim the conditions in which people of the covenant live. The best way to look at these Beatitudes is to see them as a revelation of what God is really like, as revealed in the life of Jesus Christ. If we are made in God's image, then these Beatitudes are about what we have been created to be, which is what blessed might really mean. Luke begins his narrative of the mission of Jesus with this sermon. It is an outline of what we are going to hear and come to discover is the very life of Christ as the gospel begins to unfold. He is the one who is poor. He has no place to lay his head. He is the one persecuted. He's chased from synagogue, hunted and haunted by scribes and Pharisees. He is the suffering servant, alone among humankind, meek and humble of heart. He, above all others, hungered and thirsted for his Father's holiness. And for an encounter at the well at Samaria, to that moment on the cross when he cried out, "I thirst." He is that God we heard of Sunday who seeks and finds, hungering and thirsting for us. He alone is the one who touched the depths of both human and divine sorrow, standing over unrepentant Jerusalem and at the grave of his friend Lazarus. He alone showed perfect mercy to those who were ungrateful and even to his friend Peter. Those whom we remember and celebrate this day shared his spirit, having heard and accepted his words. These saints were transformed slowly and painfully into a community we call today the saints. They were beatified. They were blessed. They became so in this life, conforming their lives to Christ Jesus. They did not have to die to become blessed. They found God exactly where God wanted to be found and known, in Jesus Christ. These Beatitudes tell us where God is to be found, not outside ourselves, but within. These Beatitudes announce that God is to be found when we give up seeking happiness in things and the stuff of this world and become totally dependent upon God. This is what it is to become Christ-like or blessed. We are merciful, hungry and thirsty, single-hearted, pure and peaceful. These Beatitudes then announce the kingdom of God, that it's at hand for anyone who chooses to conform their lives to Christ Jesus. My friends, it's a choice we make day by day. It's a choice and a chance to be glad and joyful. For blessed are we who hear the word of God and keep it in our hearts, for then we'll be living in the reign of God. We shall see God, know mercy, be consoled, and always remember that we are children of God.